Lovers all, come hear my story, which to you I shall relate. He on whom I fixed my glory, me requites with mortal hate. In my anguish here I languish, wasting in my lingering pain. I'm delected and dejected, yet delighted with my chain. Love, O love, is of such power, all my senses it confounds. It my vitals doth devour, all my joys in sorrow drowns. Yet by nature I, poor creature, ever was to love inclined, constant proving, dearly loving those who were to me unkind. Now my life is near an ending, for I feel my strength decay. Hopes no longer are depending, my fierce passion to allay. Waking, sleeping, always weeping, comforts are quite from me fled. Oh, 'twill pleasure when he sees me fainting on my lovesick bed. Surely he must needs be troubled, my condition for to see, and his sorrows will be doubled at my sad perplexity. When I'm lying, fainting, dying, on his name I'll surely call, oft repeating and relating that he was the cause of all. Down my cheeks when tears do trickle, freely flowing from mine eyes, it will trouble him a little that my love he did despise. Unrelieved, being grieved, to himself he thus will say, "Oh, deceitful and ungrateful, thou hast cast a maid away." On my tomb I'll have inserted, "Here lies one that was forlorn by her lover, quite deserted, which did cause her for to mourn. Broken-hearted she departed, that in love did all excel. Then she fainted and lamented, saying, 'Cruel love, farewell. Thou shalt get but little by it, wheresoever thou dost go. Thou shalt never be yet quiet, but oppressed with care and woe. I will follow through each hollow, where thou goest thyself to hide. I'll come to thee and pursue thee, saying 'twas for thee I died.' In my dreams I will affright thee, and appear in ugly shape. Care and sorrow shall betide thee, there's no hope for to escape. You're misused and abused, one that loved you too dear. Pray now mind it, you shall find it, you shall ne'er be quiet here. With sighs and groans I'll fill thine ears to in the middle of the night, which shall much increase thy fears to, and thy treacherous soul affright. I forever will endeavor for to be a plague to thee. 'Twill be pleasure beyond measure to increase thy misery." False young men, they hear this ditty, and to loyalty pretend. Of poor maidens take some pity, unto them some comfort lend. Maids forsaken are overtaken with such dreadful mortal pain. Can't be cured nor endured, so by love are often slain.